How come this guy left the band?
I'll be like the history of, and then there's a bunch of like YouTube channels that are like dedicated to like rock music.
You need a different hobby, dude.
No.
That's your shit, huh?
Yeah.
You like going down rabbit holes.
100%. Yeah. But usually it's like stuff like that, because I mean, I used to be a musician, so you got to catch up, buddy.
Chug, shotgun one.
Oh, I wouldn't advise shotgunning a Modelo.
Why not?
It's because it's not a light beer.
Y'all got to drive this shit, because I'm violent.
Oh, can't do it. Cancel it. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Buddy Cast. We are live in studio. I guess we're not really live, but we're in studio.
We're live.
We are alive. In studio once again. I am your host, William Henderson. Sitting across the table from me, as always, is George Ferrito. I forgot to say your name. What did I say the other? The
Hawaiian ferret.
The Philippine ferret. Philippian. What is the word?
Philippians 4:13.
I think he went with Hawaiian hero.
Filipino.
The Hawaiian hero is the best one. I like
the
that one.
The Filipino ferret, George Ferrito. And to my left, Mr. Carlos Patino.
The punching bag Patino.
Oh, yeah, Carlos.
The heavy bag.
Damn, see? I'm already hoping you guys do it.
Carlos Heavy Bag Patino. Dude, that's
it. I'll take it. We found it, finally.
Yeah,
somebody
write it down, because we're going to forget.
I remember.
Somebody's got to remind us. We just got back from a terrible open mic. Well, you guys did well. I fucking ate dick for 7 minutes, but that's because I suck. And here we are.
Do you feel like he sucks, Carlos Patino? Let's suck each other's dick for a second. Do you think William Henderson sucks?
Not at all, dude.
Oh, you're so gay.
No, not at all. I don't think any of us really suck. I think we're just working through it. I don't know how to explain it. It's like shit like this is definitely going to happen a lot, you know? So, I mean, what was really weird of tonight at Brooks is that you were bombing to silence for once. Because a lot of the times you're bombing.
Once?
Yeah, I mean, you're bombing to like people who are just talking in the back. Watching sports and shit.
There's background noise.
Every now and then they'll be heckling you, but a lot of the times there's shit going on, and you could be like, man, it's just no one was listening.
Yeah,
now it's like everyone was listening, and like they were just waiting for
they
the
just didn't care.
It's just, but
not that they didn't care, they were just, it was just like, that's not funny.
Yeah, which is okay because there's mics like well, I won't mention when there's
no mention name them, bro.
Back to the Grind, where it's like they're a little too supportive. They suck at running mics, you know. It's kind of like they found someone like, they were like, hey, do you want to host an open mic? And they're like, okay.
Just grabbed them off the street.
And how good of a mic are they going to run?
Yeah.
Not good at all. So that's why shit like that happens.
I don't know if, though, I think we're just, what's the dumb phrase? We're not seeing the forest through the trees. I think we treat open mic nights very differently.
You can't see the forest through the trees.
But I'm saying that we are.
Can't
we're
see
like,
the trees through the forest?
We're in it. We're too in it that
he
it's
did
our
the sticky
life.
Tires thing last week, and
stop,
he's
dude.
Still doing it.
I don't know what you're talking about. But we treat open mic nights very differently. Like, I'm starting to feel like those types of mics aren't necessarily for us. You know, it's a different space where they don't have aspirations to do an arena.
Okay.
You know, they're not, that's not their end goal.
They're not trying to make a career out of what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're
they are
just
genuinely just
themselves.
Trying to express themselves in a place that's like judgment free. But
dude, imagine.
I mean, that is kind of what our scene is. We're pretty judgment free unless you saw.
But you need some sort of judgment. Like I kept talking to Hector Lara, and he kept telling me that like, oh no, that's okay. I'm like, no, it's not okay. Like when I was like, oh yeah, like. I bombed pretty hard or whatever, or this happened. And he's like, it's okay. I was like, maybe for you. Yeah, I was like, I don't want it to be okay. Like, I want to not have that always happen. Like, I want to do better than I don't do. As you guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah, you want to have more wins than losses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, but you know, and everyone's like, oh, but it's you know, Richard Pryor went through it. I was like, no, dude, like he fucking killed a lot.
I hate anecdotal shit like that. Yeah. Dude. I hate when we're like, don't wear shorts on stage, and like, but Fluffy, it's like, bitch, you're not Fluffy. Mm-hmm. Don't wear shorts.
Carlos is.
All right,
he's husky, dude.
Hot too though. Husky's hot.
I feel like I'm chunky.
Fluffy's,
I feel like,
cute. Really?
Yeah.
Chunky,
dude.
Chunky.
Shopping is difficult for me. Do you find finding pants easy?
Yeah, but I found that Tilly's has the best pants for me.
Tilly's, huh?
Yeah. So once they stop making pants or they go he under, oh fuck,
you spend money.
I mean, they always have like buy one get one half off shit. So mm-hmm. And I don't get pants all the time. Like I get like pants like maybe twice a year.
Tilly's. So you go to the mall,
Tilly's, or I'll order it online because I know my size, and they're pretty. They're pretty decent on. Like, I mean, they're pretty consistent with the way they fit.
I went shopping like last weekend, and it was very obvious that I did not know how fat I'd gotten.
You started with a 29.
No, like no, 29. How dare you? I've been wearing a 29 since middle school. The fuck out of here, dude! With those 20s. What's your waistline?
33.
Nice.
He's Filipino. Standard.
I'm Polynesian, bro.
Whatever, dude. What?
I have boxing.
You're
hips.
A different kind of. That's small.
What?
33?
Yeah, but for my height.
All right. What's yours?
I'm 36.
Fuck, dude. You guys are tiny.
But I'm 5'6". All so right, it's like I'm like squished. I'm like squished fat.
I'm at like a 44 right now.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
I remember when I got to 30.
You just want to do plugs and wrap this up? That's disgusting.
I remember when I got to 38 and I was like, fuck, man, I'm towards the end of my life. I should just kill myself. That's too much. 38, that's two away from 40. But you're taller and all that shit, so you got to make
sure. Stop making excuses for me, dude.
Right. Yeah, but you're handsome and you're funny.
You got those blue eyes and shit like that.
Doesn't make it acceptable. Because I think if I was in shape, I'd probably be around like a 38, 40.
Okay.
With like what, 12% body fat?
Dude, 8 to 9?
Fuck. I don't know. You're hungry, dude, huh? You just walk around mad all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, how awful.
I don't know. I would have no idea how to get to that. I don't think I possibly could without surgery.
You could. No, you could reduce the amount of body fat for sure.
Body, sugar. Okay, but like there will be so much excess skin that it's just going to be like, this
maybe
is counts.
You're
as,
still young.
This counts as fat. And if no.
You're still young.
No, in numbers, but not in age.
Not in mileage, bro.
Yeah, dude.
This asshole is run.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like we need to do another challenge that way.
Cool, let's go. What do you want to do?
That way I say we do the mile thing
Can
again.
We find something to prepare for? Like, not a Spartan race. That's too much. So
that's the best part. It's supposed to be
maybe
too
like
much.
Half marathon first.
A 5K maybe?
No, I can
dude,
do that. I can do that without
today.
Yeah, I can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
No problem.
Not I fast, probably can.
But
I probably
yeah, you
yeah,
can.
You could.
You did, I think.
It's a mental thing, dude. Yeah. After 2 miles.
It's just boring.
Between 2 and 5 is mental. After 5, it gets rough.
After 5, you got to start thinking about fuel.
Yeah.
Like, I need to bring applesauce on this run.
I should have fucking brought a Nutri-Grain bar.
Yeah, I should have had some toast before I left.
They should be handing out orange juice
what
on
if,
the
what
side.
What if we did like a 5K with everybody in the community? What if everyone decided to run together?
It would end up being just the three of us, I guarantee.
No, there would be other people that would do it. Mike James would do it.
Maybe.
Nikki P will probably do it.
Nikki P would definitely do it.
I don't want to run with Nikki. You run too fast.
Dude, yeah.
Tell him to slow down. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to run together.
We'd be like, we're running, dude, not walking.
Fuck that. I'll walk a lot.
And he's short, too, like me, so he's got quick strides.
Yeah, dude, he pushes with his feet. He doesn't just lean forward and let gravity do the work.
Yeah, when he starts, he's like an anime freeze frame.
Yeah, dude. He pushes off with his feet when he runs.
Bounce.
Dude, literally, like when I was in college and I had a like physical fitness for life class, right? And the professor in there, that's hilarious to say for that kind of class, but he was like, you know, when you're running like long distance, you know, you don't have to like run like you're sprinting, obviously, just lean forward and let gravity do the work. And I've done that ever since. And Yeah, except for going up hills, obviously. Different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when your weight is against you.
Yeah.
Running fast uphill is a good way to train, like, what proper running form feels like, though. Because it's hard to run fast uphill wrong.
Because you have to lift your knees.
Yeah, you have to lift. You have to push. You have to lean. So it's like you're doing everything
right. So stupid. Just run on a treadmill. What if we all just...
I want to put one in my garage.
What if we all just went to the gym together and just ran on the treadmill for...
Until someone dies? Let's do that. Yes.
A sprint challenge.
All
right,
next Tuesday, we all meet at Planet Fitness and we're just going to run until someone dies. Let's do that.
I don't want to do... I don't think Planet... We'd have to get so many permissions on this.
They would not be cool with it. They're a lame-ass
gym. I don't
think
they would sign off on that.
They suck.
I mean, they are the low gym brand.
Like, you really think when someone dies, we're not going to make fun of them? You can't.
No,
you can't judge.
And then we have someone to roast.
Yeah, but you can't judge in there. We'll all get kicked out 15 minutes.
Yeah,
in.
Dude, the lunk alarm has already gone off from this conversation.
Perfect.
Yeah. They heard us.
Yeah, but that we'll flash mob it. We'll run like we'll all show up at different times, and then we'll press start at the same time.
Okay, well, you can go in first so you can work out the longest.
No. We'll all show up randomly, like, you know, just a group of 30 of us.
I have to let you in with
Yeah, well, you have to go in first. That's what I'm trying to get around.
Get you in with
they
my,
know
with
that we show up together. Yeah, they know.
We can just go in together. They'd be expecting it. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird if you didn't come in with me.
So we're going to run then?
What that would be funny.
Running?
Run, what kind of challenge?
It's not that I'm itching to run. It's just like that's when I was like, maybe not like an everyday thing. Maybe like a
miles per week.
Maybe a calorie per week or some shit.
Oh,
because like, dude, if I don't have, I realize that if I don't have that accountability, I won't do it.
It's also just not as fun, dude.
I stopped and I was just like, man, like, and I want to, but it's like I don't have some like a drive of like you have to do it.
Like a miles and calories burned.
That's too much. Just
do something. Let's do something involving weightlifting.
Okay. Plus,
but miles. I like using the. All right, yeah. You didn't even have to say a word to convince me. I said, all right, yeah.
Someone's gonna. Tear a bicep. We're too old. Yeah. Y'all.
I mean, I don't know.
No, it needs to be centered around just doing it.
I think a caloric workout, like burning calories, is going to be the best thing per week, you know?
And the workout, we'll just say the workout has to include cardio and strength training.
Yeah.
You can't just go in and bang out miles and then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Starting right now. All right, let's go.
No, dude, January. It's a New Year's challenge, bro.
Dude, the
New
gyms
Year
are
challenge.
Be so packed for that's like 2 months.
Yeah, that's part of the challenge, dude. You gotta fucking deal with the crowds, man.
Yep, you gotta push through it.
Yeah, you gotta deal with the fat other fat people.
That's the thing. Like I know I can do it, but I don't have the drive to do it. To motivate myself and do it.
So October was fun. I had a really good time.
It was not fun.
There were three old people that I saw at the park every day. I'm like, oh, these fuckers get after it because they're there when I show up and
they're running
still there.
Or just walking.
They're just walking, but doing it all day, dude.
Yeah,
walking.
I walk all
the
time.
Walk
that's what I do
all day.
I do that shit at work, dude. I do that. I walk for 10 hours, dude. Are you kidding me?
But they're there every day. That's what I'm saying, bro.
So you know how many miles I walk at work, just back and forth.
Because you guys don't have enough equipment.
Not doing a goddamn thing, dude. No, yeah, no, not having equipment, and I don't have to get on equipment. Like, as a matter of fact, like if there is a forklift available and it's me and another driver, I have to give it to the driver. Because it's not my responsibility to drive right now.
Nice.
So I'm just like,
good
the other,
for you.
The other day I fucking took some edible droplets. I was just walking around just like, whoa, fuck. They have no idea. I'm so fucked up. I saw the vice president. I was like, hey, how you doing? And I was so fucked up, dude.
He's probably like, that's a cheerful guy.
Carlos always has a great attitude.
He really likes working here, yeah.
As you're at the vending machine just pumping in quarters.
I'm cleaning up trash when I don't need to. They're like, oh,
you're like, just act natural. Just do helpful things so they don't question you. Oh, God.
I walk fast a lot because that means you're busy. If you're walking fast, dude, there's no way they could you know, say like, oh, he's not working. Like, you, if you walk fast, like
oh, like yeah, yeah, pace, with purpose.
It looks
yeah.
like you have purpose.
Right, just right, walking right.
back and forth. That's
smart,
it.
Dude, smart. That's really good.
I walk up to other drivers and I stop them from working. And I'm like, I just talk shit with them.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then I point at my clipboard so it looks like I'm talking about work. For the cameras.
Nice. You should write a book.
You should, dude.
How to not work at work.
Oh, dude, that's actually pretty
good. For dummies.
God damn, for dumbasses.
Sell it to for dummies, dude.
That's actually
how yeah. does that work? Do you write something and sell it to for dummies, or do they contract you?
You have to tell them like, listen, man.
I have an idea.
I'm dumb as fuck, but I have an idea.
I'm dumb as fuck, but I know how to do this step by step. This is the only thing I know how to do.
That's probably exactly how they do it. Have you guys ever written? Read a for dummies book?
Yes.
No, I really? Can't read.
Related to computer coding, yeah.
Did it help you though? Like, was it really like simplified?
Not any more than any other textbook, to be honest with
really?
You. Yeah, no.
They just put that on there then, and it was
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Wow.
I would bet that the success rate of for dummies is pretty fucking low. Like, I think there's somebody that learned how to use eBay in the 90s, you know, but as of late, I don't think they serve any purpose. No. I can't believe Barnes and Noble still exists in a physical form.
I love bookstores though.
100%, but I never buy anything. I just go in and look at shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's buying, but like, I buy everything digital now. But I read.
But like for the For Dummies series thing.
Series?
It's not even, or the
Did
whatever.
You see how he said that?
Series?
Was that just me? Series?
Series. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But the whole concept of the dummies thing, it's not like Rosetta Stone, you know?
What do you mean?
It's not like, I think people who use Rosetta Stone like have a, like actually learn some shit. As far as like for dummies thing, it might be like, because I've tried. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm stupid. I'm too stupid.
Too dumb for the dummies.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
What did you try to learn on there?
Probably like some computer shit.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of like iOS for dummies and Android for dummies. But I don't know.
iOS is for dummies.
Honestly, I think if I read one of those books, especially about something like that, I'd be like, yeah, this is literally all stuff I know. I think it's for old people. And they just think they find the for dummies thing funny.
Yeah. See, because that was the thing. I was like, okay, how actually for dummies is it? You know, like, or is it just like information? And if you understand it, you understand it. And if you don't, I guess you're a dummy.
I mean, at some point, everything gets complicated.
Like, how you know, like, how do you not like how are you not like the isn't there a person that goes through it and be like, do you understand this? You're fucking dumb as shit. After reading this, do you understand it more? Like, there should be some sort of like control study before you claim that. No?
I should get my money back if I don't learn what
for
they're
dummies
telling
is me. Just the people who are buying it. They're like, you're just a dummy for buying it, I guess. How have they gotten away with this shit?
it's a fucking conspiracy. It's just college textbooks fucking cloaked as self-help books.
Yeah.
That's what they are. It's step by step, as if you were learning a new skill. I mean,
I wish there was like a graph or information on how many people actually learned from there. Like, that could actually be like, this shit. Yeah, I learned a lot.
Look it up.
No. I don't want to sully my search history with that.
I'll Google it real quick.
How many people have learned from the For Dummies books?
What's even more interesting probably is how many people have ripped off the idea of the For Dummies and have made some kind of similar book, you know?
I think most books like that, they try to be like
coffee making for idiots.
Like, everyone,
dude, imagine if they were like, fucking C++ were for fucking morons, for absolute retards.
JavaScript for R words. C++ for R words.
When I Googled for dummies success rate, it said success for dummies. So that's interesting.
Page one. Don't buy this book.
Does the For Dummies books work? Do they work?
They have information. You know, I think they give you the information that you could get if you went to like the Apple Genius Bar and had him show you how to use iOS.
But that's the thing. Is the information that they're providing broken down for dummies? Is it really what they claim, that anybody could pick up this book and be like, all right, I understand what's being, I understand the information in this book.
You know, I think it's supposed to be more of a reference book. Yeah. Like when you reach this problem.
But like when they're saying for dummies, it's kind of like, hey, this is easy to learn. Like, fucking get this book and you'll learn.
Yeah, but those books are never thin either. Yeah. They're always thick as fuck. Yeah, like, yeah. There's a lot of pages to learn how to cook.
Like you would think like that, like half of them would be like pictures and shit, you know, just showing you.
I think they are. That's probably why there's so many pages. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a lot of diagrams. Go to file.
I wonder who has, if there's anyone in the world that has gone from cover to cover just like Christians do with the Bible. You know, like really go really detailed into it and they really learn from this fucking book.
Into the For Dummies book? We're still on probably. For right. Sure, there was at least one. 100%.
Dude, there's 8 billion people in the world. Yeah.
What would you do if you showed it to someone's house and they had like an entire row of just For Dummies books?
I would assume that they were buying and selling them or collecting them.
Or I would sit down and be like, tell me what you know.
You're in my party.
Teach me.
Like, I wonder how deep they go. Does it get to, like, astrophysics for dummies?
String
like
theory for idiots.
Calculus 4 for dummies.
The multiverse for idiots.
Trigonometry for fifth graders.
Flat Earth theory
for dummies. General relativity for dummies.
Specific relativity.
Music theory for dummies. I mean, those things, it's like, especially like something where it's like you actually have to have an interest in this. It's not for dummies.
Yeah.
You know, you're beyond that point.
It's just marketing.
Yeah.
It is. And it's great marketing.
They basically got a 15-minute ad on this fucking podcast just now.
And the great thing is like people will buy them for like mock jokes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they'll, like, just keep it, they'll just
oh my
keep
God,
it
please buy me an eating pussy for dummies. Please.
Congolingus.
Yeah. Fellatio for F words.
Fellatio for Rito.
I'm not mad at that.
George
Filipino fellatio Ferrito. Jesus, that's
too many.
Say that five times. We're keeping them all.
You gotta say George the Fellatio Ferrito.
I'm gonna get it tattooed on my arm and we just keep adding to it so it goes to my other arm. Yeah.
You do need a tattoo.
Are you ready to watch this crazy lady?
Yeah.
Okay, this is how many
crazy people.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Look at that white skin, first of all.
How many miles do they have to walk to start this off? Because you gotta get up pretty high to get in a parachute in general.
They probably had one
helicopter,
dude. Yeah, no, they hiked up there.
No, look at this. Yeah, all his money is in his fancy sport,
dude. This parachute is something else. It's complete with a very confusing, possibly racist symbology. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's an offering to the gods when he goes splat on the wall.
It looks like a Celtic knot, but on red background. It's creepy.
It's like a red lotus flower.
Sure.
That's red. I thought I'm seeing orange over here.
Dude, are you colorblind?
I could be. You never know until
how many fingers am I holding? I'm
just kidding. Pull up a colorblind test on here right now.
No, we're going to watch this craziness.
All right, but then pull up a colorblind test. Because if it turns out Carlos is colorblind, how crazy would that be of a moment right now?
I don't see color. I don't see color. I'm not racist.
Everything's equal.
Let's see.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, this is like Luke Skywalker in the Death Star.
For sure, man. Oh. Manager Luke DeLuke's. Why, man? Why are you doing this?
Well, that's got to feel so much better than any crack that anybody has
for
ever
real.
Made.
And how
like,
do you,
oh, my like God. Knowing that you could do that fucking at the level that this person's doing.
How do you
doing
practice
at
this?
You have what to crash
at
a lot.
High altitudes?
What, dude? So crazy.
Oh my Lanza, you must
for
be
the
out
listeners
of your fucking mind.
Carlos was right. Is a dude parachuting like
is it
is,
a dude
like he is trench running the Death Star right now.
That's exactly what it's like,
right?
I honestly do. You know what's crazy is there's
use the force.
Is there someone behind? Is he holding a GoPro?
It's one of those stick GoPros.
Yeah,
that's mounted to stick out, you know.
Okay.
You
yeah
he just doesn't show it.
Yeah,
so, that's insane, dude.
So bananas, dude.
The technology
that
we
look
have.
Look at the space over there. Look how beautiful this is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What a fun trip.
This is definitely not his first time down this.
No. But he probably wrote the guidebook. He's like, all right, look, there's a couple of crevasses. Can go
through. Fucking
dude, slow down.
Parachuting parachuting through canals for dummies. He wrote it.
He's going to write it if it doesn't exist.
His book is called I Am a Dummy.
So how close do you think this guy is to death?
Too close.
The whole time?
Yeah.
At what point?
I don't know. You don't hear about people dying like this that often.
That's because there's like three of these motherfuckers. Right? Yeah. When they do die, nobody cares, but there's not enough of them.
Yeah. And they're always white, so.
Oh, for sure. You will never.
You think the amount of time he spends outside, he would have a tan.
No, fuck no.
Especially up in the air. He's like above the clouds, so there's nothing blocking the sun. Fucking. Take your shirt off, bud.
That's the Lord making them white. They're like, no way.
Yeah, you have no choice. You get you're either sunburnt or you're paper. That's it, dude. Those are your choices.
You get that pink undertone at least.
Mm-hmm. You can get slightly burnt, like before it hurts, and it's pink. You know, like a lobster.
Have you had a really bad sunburn?
Oh yeah, oh like, yeah, like blistering.
Look at him,
blistering,
100%. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
How like what beach? You went to the beach for the first time?
Yeah, yeah. Me and two of my friends, we were out playing catch with the football, and then some sluts came by.
So you had to stay out.
Yeah, yeah, and I hadn't put on sunscreen and obviously not enough time. Fucking hose, dude.
You should have told him, hold on, sluts, I don't want to get burned here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't have a chance with them anyway, so.
Oh, dude, I talk to people that I don't have a chance with all the time, dude.
Yeah, but you're a fucking
idiot.
Loser, so. Yeah.
That's
not
great.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So it's like skin peeling, bleeding almost.
I've never had one that bled.
Could you have like did it hurt when you laid down?
Yeah.
And stuff like that? Damn.
Yeah.
Dude.
Sleep on like your side or
yeah. I think this year I did not get sunburned. I did shit my pants though.
You've been sunburned?
I have not been sunburned all year.
But in your past.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You might be the first minority I've met that has said that.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, look, like, I mean, if you look at my skin, I have pink undertones. So, like I literally...
We're
like,
not so different, you and I.
Yeah, no. I'm white power, dude.
You could pass.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You could pass.
The only thing that's fucking it up is when I talk and that my name's Carlos. That's it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, you could just change your name. That's easy.
Yeah. What to though?
This could be fun. Right. What should Carlos's white name be?
I would say
what,
Chuck.
What
maybe
do you,
Chuck.
Oh, Chuck. Yeah, dude.
Chuck
that's
or
like,
Charlie.
Yeah, that's.
but I feel like Charlie sounds like a retarded kid. Like I can't be Charlie.
I love that it fits you so well, but it's also just like an Americanized version of Carlos.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
It's like Guillermo for William, you know?
Yeah. Exactly like that. No, because if you watch the Rugrats, Chucky, if you watch it in Spanish, his name's Carlos.
Really? Yeah. That's hilarious. Man. That is so goddamn funny.
It's either Carlos or Carlitos.
Yeah, I mean, you should be Charles, but go by Chuck or Chucky.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Chuck.
That's pretty good. What would your last name? Would you want to be Jewish? Could you pass as a Jew?
No, definitely not. No.
Look at that nose, dude.
Yeah, because then like other Jews would be like, so fucking, and start asking you questions. Yeah. And you'd be like, I don't know anything about money.
Ramadan.
Banks. Yeah. Hey.
Fucking shalom.
I
or
love
whatever.
Pennies. I love them all. You know, there's a penny right now that's circulating that's like misprinted. That's like from 1985 or some shit that's like worth a lot of money.
Whoa,
there's a lot of coins that are misprinted that are worth a lot of money.
Isn't that crazy how people don't know that? Like, they could have a quarter in their pocket right now that's worth like 50 cents.
Dude,
I don't
know. No, yeah, there's if you get a quarter that's made before 1960, they were still using silver. So it's worth like $6 if it's not.
But still,
like, a 25-cent piece worth $6
if you have like five of those.
Yeah, and they make a different sound too. Like you can find them when you drop them; they're easy to find. They sound different.
That's pretty insane.
Dude, I hope someday there is like an apocalypse and we go back to like coins. Like bottle caps. In a fucking pouch, you know? Mm. Like what a cool concept, you know?
Shillings.
Yeah, dude. You know? I hope we go back to, I hope we're, that we're like, we're going to stop doing bills because paper.
Why don't we want money so bad though?
Because that's how we survive.
Right. But it's like why like gold? Why are people like
gold lasts a long ass time and it's shiny.
It's because the aliens want it.
No, the half
life. The Anunnaki, bro.
Have you guys heard of that?
The half life is super long.
That humanity is so like.
Okay, do you want a real answer or are we just gonna go
both?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
So like like humans have been. It's embedded in our DNA that we love gold just because we want to mine it for the aliens because they know what really to do with it.
And that's why nobody can see what's inside Fort Knox.
Yeah, what to do?
Fort Knox is
low-key saving.
It is empty, dude.
It is saving our lives right now because, like, that's where all the gold is given to the aliens, and if they don't, we get obliterated.
So,
because they know how to use it, they know how to use the gold. We don't get no fucking big ass gold chains and fucking grills and shit like that. They use it for like fuel or some shit.
Damn, that sucks. Do
sucks for us that we're wasting it on like we can't figure out how to turn it into like resource. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We just think it looks flashy and shit. That's why I got a black ring. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's made.
That's why, because you're afraid.
It's made of 100% black.
The Anunnaki are gonna come down and rip it off your finger.
No, they won't because they don't want this shit. And plus, I don't want to use gold. I want the aliens to take it because they know how to use it. Better they have it than me, because I won't make good use of it. I'll just make a ring out of
They're wasting it, dude.
No, they're using it as fuel.
To fucking enslave other fucking colony planets.
But we don't know. We just love it.
None of these clips are opening right now.
No, dude, I picked some fucking funny ass clips, too.
They're just, it just fucking hangs. They're like, IG might be right down right now.
Give it a second, dude. It's got to go to space and back. Or just go to Reddit, see what pops up.
Just start bringing clips in.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it, dude.
Close it and open it again. That seems to have been working this whole night.
All right, dude, you turn it off, turn it back on one more time.
It's always the first step of troubleshooting, dude. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but all right, look, I've been, the viewers will know, I've been sitting with, I've closed it three times already, and it's not doing anything. Like, it's not loading up in the browser.
Hold on, let me make sure they still work.
And no, they work because it's loading in the tab. It's just not loading in the browser.
These clips are so good too.
We might have to
pause and figure it out.
No, we'll keep talking. We'll show those clips next time.
Try a different browser.
Yeah, we just gotta figure out the setup better next time. This is
browsers, dude.
Damn, that's
probably
sucks.
Why you can't fucking view it.
What if I like put my phone in front of my camera right here?
If you guys want to check this out, give him the real friend experience. Hey man, check this video out real quick. Fine. We'll see. We'll get some shit going. I wish we had an office, dude. I really do. I would love to go to an office to just like sleep.
You would sleep at the office? Yeah.
Why?
Just to feel productive.
Just to say that you did.
I sleep well in other places. It's like not my home.
If we were to have
like, you would talk to him.
If we were to lease an office to do the podcast out of, how much of our DNA would be there? Like how much of our semen would be there?
Hopefully not.
That's what I'm saying, right?
It's not a trap house.
But there would be some, right?
Yeah, from the bottom of our shoes.
You think so? You think we're stepping on semen?
100%.
That'd be cool. That'd be funny if we had a semen test before we moved in. Lease the office and afterwards. So let's check how much semen has accumulated.
Took a picture of it under black light.
George, you were here alone a lot. What the hell?
I was sleeping, guys. I was just sleeping.
I just can't sleep at home sometimes.
Nocturnal emissions.
I sleep better at other places.
Still coming, dude.
What if?
It's sexual harassment.
What if we rented a leased an office that was haunted?
That would be cool. That'd be dope. Great content.
Not if it would start fucking with our video, because then I'd be like, dude, our laptop's fucking fried again.
Mm. Fucking Reggie, fucking stop.
Stop draining the battery off of everything. What the hell?
Stop, dude.
Goddamn Reggie.
Starts showing up in the recording.
That would be freaky as hell, dude. I
always wanted to be a podcaster.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Don't you hate when people respond to your jokes like that instead of laughing? Like
that's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I think that was an episode of Seinfeld.
That's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I definitely hate it. Like, because I've had that when I'm like on stage and I say something and I hit the punchline and one person thinks it's funny and they say, "Oh, that's funny," and it reminds the rest of the crowd, like, "Oh yeah, he did say something funny, but we didn't think it.
Yeah, you
know. We missed it.
God, what a stupid thing."
Pretty dumb feeling. I'll agree with that.
Feels stupid.
Yeah. Can I have another brew?
And it happens, like, for me at least once a set, bro. At least one time I'm like, oh, wow.
You guys feel stupid a lot?
I feel like a dumb now. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, quite often.
I just try to walk through it and hopefully nobody else notices. Which I've come to realize is not the case.
I use words that fit the situation perfect. I guess that's a form of smart.
God damn it, I gotta urinate.
Ew, dude.
So, George, we have a show tomorrow.
I know, but this isn't going to be out by then. Should we even tell them about it?
Huh?
That's my dollar. Don't fucking touch it, bro. We do have a show tomorrow. Should we just plug some shows while he goes to...
Yeah, we don't. I don't have too much, but yeah, we can fucking do that, dude. I mean, pull up the old schedule here. And let you know where I'm going to be.
Where are you going to be, chap?
Upcoming shows. I think the next thing for me is January 3rd, right? It's the 3rd.
7th?
Sometime in the beginning. The first Saturday of January, we'll be back in Yucaipa, California, up in the mountains, where the... rain comes crashing on the plains. That's not, it can't be mountains and plains. Anyway, we're going to be back at Hops and Spokes for another edition of Hops and Jokes on the first Saturday of January. So come out for that show. Lineup TBA to be announced. So come back for that. Follow us on Instagram at The Buddy System Co. Follow me at Willie_D20. I'm going to throw it over to my man, George. George, where are you going to be?
I'm gonna be at Buckeye Jacks, as spoken earlier, later this week. So Patreon subscribers, you're listening to this, I'm gonna be at All Points Brewing on Friday the 17th.
We don't know, we're so bad. Is this week
17th? I'm at the All Points Brewery. Yeah,
it's Saturday.
It's a Friday.
It's the 16th then.
The 16th.
That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Of December?
17th?
December?
Yes.
16th. Is this week?
This is why nobody books me, okay? Check me out. If you're listening, it's on my Instagram. Follow me at the George F. That's where all my dates are. That's the only thing I post on. I'm not on TikTok. I am, but I'm not. And I'm not on... I'm on Twitter, but I'm not. And I'm on Instagram. That's It's connected to everything. Everybody has an Instagram, but I'm also slowly realizing not everybody has an Instagram.
Most people do. It's weird.
I'm at the George F. So follow me. Check me out. I got stuff coming up. I'm trying to close out the year mediocrely. What about you, Carlos, the Celtic Guardian Patino?
The heavy bag.
That's what you want to be.
Carlos Heavy Bag Patino. What are your dates, sir?
Well, I don't have anything until January 14th. I'll be at a Good Day Brew in Paris, booking the show currently, and it's going to be a good time. Retro Taco every Wednesday, and you can look me up at Los Patino Comedy on Instagram. That's it.
Fun. Good times.
Yeah, dude.
So I tried a different browser. Still not working.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on with this going on. Bro, you guys, anybody watch the fucking Casey Anthony thing?
Casey Anthony? She's on the news again?
Yeah, man.
What happened?
She was nobody asked me. You know, so she gets to talk for
Is she a crazy ass hoe? Episodes. Do you think she killed her kid?
I don't think she killed her kid.
Do you think she covered it up?
Yeah, I think she was complicit. I think she knows who did. I think she was just as responsible. I mean, she may not have, you know, pulled the trigger. Not that that's how she died, but she was. She knows. She should be in jail.
She was involved.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But
did she want her to not be alive anymore?
She was the...
No. Not necessarily, no.
It's insane how like the... her kid was like in her trunk or some shit, right?
Well, there was the trunk that like the dog alerted that smelled like a dead body. That it's you, we should be looking at the dad. The dad is the problem through and through. If you learn anything from this, the dad is the problem. But I mean, it's not that she's not a problem, but trauma begets trauma. I think abuse begets abuse, and
she's a pretty lady.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem. I think that's the issue with all of this.
Is that she's hot?
Yeah, she's a pretty lady.
Yeah.
You know, still to this day, she's still pretty attractive.
Yeah, yeah. She's still a. I mean, she's not a smoker, but she's still hot.
I don't trust George's assessment. He likes chicks like that, dude. He's like, what?
Yeah, you but got I
accused
can,
of killing your
but
kid.
But I can compartmentalize. I know that that's a different kind of ride. Mm. I understand what I'm going.
Can
for.
You pull up pictures of her?
Yeah, I think we could probably.
Oh, okay.
That.
He makes a request, and all of a sudden you fucking just.
Well, I mean, I have a new browser, so
it.
I want to try.
Where do you guys think?
Fuck you.
Okay, what country do you think has the hottest babes?
What the fuck, dude?
According
are,
to
are you in eighth grade? Who says babes, dude?
Hey man, if you
honestly,
could go
I have never
babes,
said babes until right
you
now.
You could go to any country babes. For chicks, bro. What chicks you want to check?
That sounded
out?
Cool.
You sound
shut
like
up.
You just watched Wayne's World, dude.
No, dude. You guys know exactly what I was talking
if
about.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Showing.
Oh yeah, she's pretty. Hell yeah.
She's fucking the girl next door, dude. She's average as fuck.
Nah, I mean, yeah, but she's like, if she lived next door to me, then I would be like, always.
You would be looking through your telescope I'd into be, her I'd windows.
Be, I'd be washing it with a telescope. Jesus.
Yeah, dude, you want to get in there.
With infrared, I'd have freaking night vision goggles to That's look at right. this lady. She's all right.
She's pretty basic. Like she's not. Yeah. She's the basic. Problem is, she's not ugly. That's the, right, the problem. Right,
if she right. was a teacher, she would be hot.
If she had huge tits, that would be awesome, dude. That's what she should have done. Just got breast implants.
You know what she looks like? You know what she looks like to me? She looks guilty as fuck. That's what she looks like.
She looks like someone
she's
that
white.
Would.
Yeah.
She looks like someone that would kill
God
her kid.
Damn it. I wish that was the case that I got. Like if I went to jury duty, some shit like
that'd
that.
That'd be wild.
That'd
dude.
Be insane.
Yeah. They, all of a sudden, Carlos can't be on the podcast for 15 weeks.
Yeah.
That was a long trial too.
We can't
right?
talk to him. You, dude, you'd be just locked
they
in
would
a hotel.
Kick me out.
Especially something like, for sure, but if you made it, it's like you'd be in a hotel room, no TV, mm-hmm. no newspaper, no phone.
Are you serious?
100%. Something of that kind of publicity.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like with
yeah.
like with OJ, that's what they had to do.
Could
they
you like
just,
fuck the other drawers? Not that I would try.
Probably.
But like, what else are you going
to
do?
I don't think so because you're not supposed to really talk to them either.
Could you? Oh, that's right, because they would influence mm-hmm. each other.
Yeah.
Could like I call my wife and be like, hey, I miss you?
No, you can't talk to
her. Are anybody. You serious? What is it, the fucking military?
I'm pretty
no!
sure in that situation, they fucking locked them down.
That's dude. Crazy. That's insane.
They didn't want any kind of influence because there was so it
but
was so charged.
That was, like, that was one of the problems, too, was that there was just so much coverage. Like, there's footage of Casey Anthony, like, finding out the moment they found her daughter's body. And the way she reacts is not, like, necessarily someone that...
Just lost their kid?
That... purposely would murder their child, like knew that their child, like it's she's broken, she's mm-hmm. she's distraught, and it's in such a weird like she didn't know that camera was there and that anyone was going to see that footage. That was a genuine response, and that's why I was like, oh, I don't think she did it, but I think she knows who did. So it's a mess. It's a fucking mess, but she's pretty, so you know, get away.
I'm gonna have to watch it and make my own judgment because I'm never wrong.
Never ever.
Like Making Power. A Murderer, it was definitely did you watch season 2? Yeah. Have you seen it? It was definitely the people that they were saying it was.
The kid?
No.
Or the actual guy?
Not the guy that it's based around, but like his like brother-in-law or some shit. It was definitely them.
But it definitely wasn't the retarded kid, right?
No. No.
Is he
they
still in
they coerced him into saying for sure.
Oh, 100% they did. Yeah. Yeah.
Was crazy.
God, I gotta watch that shit again. That was crazy. That
you
was
can't handle it again.
Like that was like, was that before the pandemic and everyone got? No, that was Tiger King.
Tiger King was during
the pandemic.
During the pandemic,
that shit was
goodness
so
gracious,
fun,
dude.
That shit was
that
wild.
Damn Carol Baskin, that bitch Carol Baskin. She became a meme.
So funny, dude.
Crazy.
Do we ever find out if she killed her husband?
She definitely did, dude. You know what so? I think? You know
and
what?
She
I
was think? On Dancing with the Stars, which is bananas.
Imagine murdering your husband and then allegedly, and then being on Dancing with the Stars. Is that all I have to do? Is marry my husband, George? You want to get married?
Okay, I'm down. That's pretty good luck. Cool. Though. That,
feed him to a tiger.
That's when you know when you're when you're getting twirled. You're like, I got away with this shit.
That's when you're sure about it. Like, yeah,
they're not ever going to lock me up for that.
When you go to check your cash, your NBC check.
Like, when you're like, dude, it was on a documentary and they still didn't get me.
Yep, the people were questioning
fucking idiots.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's so funny, man.
Joe Exotic fucked up by being like for running for government or some shit. Like, I don't know. He just became too much of a character, you know? But anyways, yeah, that's funny, right?
How would you guys kill someone? Feed it to an animal? That seems like the cleanest way to do it, right?
No, absolutely not.
It's the best way to dispose of a body.
I'll tell you how I think she killed him. So he would get on a plane all the time, right? I think this bitch pushed him out of a plane.
I'm sorry. What?
He had like his own he had his own plane and shit like that. I think like at one time, like he went, like they were hanging out, and then like she tied him up or some shit. And push them out of a plane in the middle of the ocean, because that's the last he was seen. He was seen going to that airport to fly or some shit. You have to watch it again. It, like, I don't know.
Do we have to?
No, I mean, like I don't
I mean,
know how
I hear what you're saying,
it.
But I fail to believe that a woman could overpower me in an
airport. No, she probably had help
under any circumstance.
Yeah,
she probably
Brittany
had help.
Griner
she can
herself can try.
I mean, because she's now remarried. Maybe that dude helped him or helped her. Sorry.
Oh yeah, but he's fucking old, dude.
I mean, so was her now deceased husband.
That's fair. I mean, you're not wrong. Maybe is it? Well, no, he was seen going there.
The van was maybe left. She was the like, van was left at the airport with no trace. Yeah.
Maybe she was like, she told him that he was banging some dude. Maybe they were like a cuckold thing, and that's how they got her. So like, I'm gonna fuck this dude in the airplane. Come down here and watch.
I want to tie you up and
come down on me.
I can't believe those clips. What if you copied and pasted the clips? On the search bar right there.
That I tried that.
Oh, did you? Oh, never mind.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
Fucking idiot. Trying that. What the fuck, dude? What kind of suggestion is that, dude?
I don't know. Are they saying that Nicolas Cage is going to play him in a movie?
No, so this scrapped.
Oh.
Thank God. We don't need it, dude.
What if it turned into Tiger King, National Treasure?
That'd be cool, dude.
That lady was out of her mind. She was terrible
crazy.
On Dancing with the Stars. She was,
dude.
Crazy.
How
I think in general, she was a nut. But all these people are—they're in Florida, dude.
How unfortunate of a gay do you have to be to end up fucking this guy?
Or lucky?
I mean, I guess. Yeah,
maybe he's putting
giving
them
you,
down, dude.
He was getting them high, fucked, and
that's true.
And paid.
Dude, like this guy. Just got railed.
Apparently they were straight because they ended up remarrying. They have wives now.
That's bi, bro.
Well,
once you go as far as they did.
Oh yeah,
you're
for sure. That's the thing with those hard ass drugs is they'll like if you're really into them, your boundaries are blurry.
Right.
Right. You know? Not that I know from personal experience, because I've never wanted to fuck anyone because of weed. To get weed?
How good's the weed?
I mean, if it was a female and she offered it, I probably would have said yes to
what
yes
if it was
my past.
What if it was Carol Baskin?
100%.
You would say yes?
Yeah. Like, how much weed
look
is
at
we
her,
trying?
Look at her, bro. She's got weight, dude.
Dude, you're
she's
trying,
got criminal amounts.
You're
of
trying
weed.
To get freaking eaten
shoved,
by a tiger.
Shoved out of an airplane.
You want to get pushed out of... I don't know. I don't know, like... Maybe okay, when she shoved him out of a plane, maybe he was already dead.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. But yeah. But you said he was seen going there.
I don't know if he was seen going there, but that was his last known. That's where they found like his van.
Okay. So there was no witness to
right,
him being
exactly.
There.
There's no like CCTV footage.
She probably
like
poisoned
that.
Him, dude. Poisoned a weapon of women, dude.
You read too many books, dude.
Arsenic. It's Game of Thrones.
Arsenic. You guys know that.
Cyanide, bro.
That antifreeze, you know, coolant, engine coolant, they have to add bitterant to it because naturally it's sweet.
Yeah. That's why dogs eat it.
Yeah, so if that's how like I watched this on like I don't know. Do we have clips again?
He figured it out. Look at this fucking guy.
Yeah. You've been clicking and clacking away, dude. Yeah, I've been
talking for 10 minutes.
You're a goddamn, goddamn hacker, dude. Look at that.
All right, let's make it happen. Carlos, what does this say?
I didn't read what it said. It's probably not even in Spanish, you son of a
bitch. It was Spanish.
How accomplished would you feel to do? Did you see his arms?
Bro.
Dude. I wish I hadn't, dude. What happened? What does that say?
It's just, look, I remember sending this clip. So look at his arms. Look at his arms.
Okay. I mean, I saw it,
he's
dude.
He's gone.
Oh, dude. What a way to not impress people.
He died. That's why they cut it like this. He was like, we can't show this. Oh, man.
Honestly.
You think he's drunk?
How fucked up do you think his arms really are?
Not that much. Your shoulders are pretty malleable. Yeah. He
didn't break anything.
Yeah, he might tear some tendons. It's pretty... dude,
but the next day, all right, the next day,
he's going to suck. He's going to hurt.
He's going to be super sore. He's going to have bruises.
He's going to feel like he cracked the rib, ground, right? Dude. He's just going to be laying in bed all day. Yeah,
for sure.
He wouldn't be able
look
to move
his arm.
Look at
his tan lines, though, dude. This guy gets outside. This is not his first time doing this.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. After doing that, dude, he got zero pussy. And I know there were girls there.
No sympathy vagina in the playground?
No, sir. No, sir.
Playground? No sympathy playground pussy?
He got no playground nut at all.
That's a damn shame, dude.
Playground nut?
Not getting it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Christian in you is like, yeah, that was a very shameful thing to do. Nut in the playground.
Jesus, bro.
I didn't know we devolved to that
to bourbon
in the podcast.
That's what happens when I'm here. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Oh shit. Let's see. Shout outs to George for figuring this shit out.
Erkek sack.
I'm gonna put it over here.
Why?
What's going on?
What is going on?
Oh no. You're about to ruin this thing.
you gave me
fixed
a shout
it
out
and now
to
you're gonna ruin it. Yeah.
What is going on? Jesus Christ.
Why is there a penis right here? Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, you're trying to see if you can get volume. Oh, well, little guy, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know what he thought was going to happen. Why? His reaction.
Like, that's exactly what the barber's doing. He's like, why would you fucking do that shit, dude? Wow. He's fine though. He's probably like 13 years old, dude. His hair's gonna grow.
But I want to know what was going through his mind, where he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give this a go real quick."
Straight down the middle, too. Don't you think that you would go from the side just in case you fuck up?
You would,
right? You know, like you're already gonna cut the side,
dude. Maybe he's autistic, because like,
no, look at him.
No, he's not.
No,
well, just look at him. He's not.
I have an autistic kid. I know what they look like. I love my kid, dude. She's the best.
Yeah, you know, one of the millions of them. Good
she's
job.
Not even. She's not even that autistic, honestly.
You're more autistic.
She's got like a little splash of autism. So
most people do,
right?
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh, I wish you guys had fucking sound.
Oh, what's going on?
God damn it, dude! I really wish fucking we had sound. So this guy cracked his dog's neck.
Oh,
look at his face. Look at his face. Look at the face of the dog, dude.
He's like,
what the hell did you just do to me?
He's horrified.
Yeah, and then you guys can't hear the clip, but this guy is like, that feel good, right? And the dog is looking at him like, I swear to God, he asked the dog. He's like, you feel good, right? And then the dog is like, no, motherfucker, you almost killed me.
The face that dog makes looks like he changed
dude,
the dog's settings.
I wish you guys could hear just the snap that you hear. Oh my God. Look at that dog. He's just like, when do you see the whites of the eye? It's never good when you see the whites of the eye of a dog. Yeah. Never. It never is. Yeah. He's a chiropractor. He's a chiropractor. He knows how to do that shit crazy. To humans.
But is he
I don't trust him. Look at his little Christian wrist don't either, tattoo. Dude.
No, this guy's insane. No.
Is he a veterinary chiropractor, or is he just a chiropractor? I feel
like well, when he's petting him right there, he's like, oh my God, I thought I almost killed you.
I want to second this comment right here. Chiropractors are not doctors and cannot treat any illness. I agree with that.
That's 100% true. I think chiropractors are it's
bullshit.
They're as effective as psychic readers.
You know? Look at his eyes. Look dude, at his so eyes, funny. Bro. I'm he's seeing you. Color for the first time.
I wish you guys
what dude, blue dude, he's like I know jiu-jitsu.
Damn, I wish you guys show could me. Hear it. I really I wish know you, kung fu. I really wish you guys could hear that
his
shit.
His face is enough. That's hilarious.
That pop, I'm telling you, I sent this shit to my wife before I sent it to you guys, and even she was like, what the fuck, dude?
Dude, I mean, chiropractors don't fuck around. I feel like the cracking just makes them seem
you
more...
think like it works.
Right, exactly, you because know what, of the sound.
You know what's more effective and probably more therapeutic for people's bodies is
marijuana.
That and like maybe like a deep tissue massage. I think that might be more more like it might work more than a fucking chiropractor just cracking your bones. Because you're just popping the air. Like you just do your hands feel better when you crack your knuckles?
Mentally they do.
Yeah. Mine do.
Well, people are retarded.
It's a psychosomatic effect.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. I don't, dude. I haven't cracked my knuckles since like middle school.
Really?
Just crack them now, dude.
I got one.
Do you purposefully not do it?
No.
It's just not a thing that you picked up. I just don't do it.
You like, never just like stretch them out, dude?
And you don't ever feel like they're tight? Mm-hmm. Like you need to be stretched?
No. I never use chapstick either.
What?
Never in my life. Well, I think chapstick is a scam.
You've never had chapped lips before, my friend.
No, I think what happens is when you use chapstick, it chaps your lips. The chapstick dries up on your lips so that you buy more chapstick.
There's medication in the chapstick.
Nah, the medication my ass.
There is.
In preparation H, yeah.
It says that and you believe it, so you buy it and it chaps your lips more, so you keep buying it. It's a big ass pull it out. I don't give a shit.
Chapstick is lotion.
They're not gonna have the truth
are
on
you,
there.
Wait, are you saying lotion is a scam?
I don't wear lotion either.
But do you think lotion is a
100%.
Scam? Do you think dry skin is a... You think ashy skin is a scam?
No, I think if you wear lotion, the lotion dries up on your hand, and that's what creates the ashiness.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Wow.
No.
You're so wrong.
No, I mean, that's
you need
what,
a
that's,
master class.
That's what they want you to
You need
think.
A For Dummies book on ashiness.
On
no.
You need a moisturizing For Dummies.
No, you guys need... No,
ashiness
no,
For Dummies.
No, you guys need
ashy
see,
for assholes.
Wait, what am I looking up?
You guys, does chapstick... Is it a conspiracy? No, it is.
No, it's not, because I get, like... medicated lip balms when my lips get chapped. Like I know which ones work better for me.
These babies have never been chapped.
How many girls have you kissed?
A few. I've had a few girls
this week.
Well, my wife, dude. I mean, I don't really make out with ladies.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
That was a guy.
Hot dude, there's some guys that are too hot as girls. I'm like, stop it! You're making me confused.
He wasn't as a girl. What are you talking about? It was a full on dude.
I was going through some porn and then I saw a dude with a big dick. But I was like, you might be the hottest girl I've seen today. Like,
I wonder why my lips don't really get chapped. You know, it's probably because I don't use chapstick like you fucking chumps.
But I don't use chapstick all the time.
What do you use? Nothing. Lip balm? I don't use anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, because
these luscious DSLs are just moisturized.
If you dick sucking lips, if you were to start using chapstick, I promise you, your lips will start getting more chapped.
No, my lips feel better when I use it.
Bullshit.
They do. They feel softer. They feel more supple.
They feel softer.
Yeah. I often use it even when I don't really need it.
Yeah.
There's camphor. External analgesic menthol.
Anal.
External analgesic petrolatum, which is just like petroleum jelly. Skin protectant phenol.
Fentanyl?
No, phenol.
Oh.
PH. I fiend all the food. I'm hungry.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you say that.
Man, fuck analgesic.
Analgesic.
There's a.
I think it's analgesic.
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 You got another clip here?
You know, when he's done telling you that you're wrong,
dude. Well, no, well, yeah, well, it's because he can't find that it's
medicated. There's ingredients in it.
No dummy has ever Googled, is chapstick a conspiracy?
Well, I'll tell you, no one's looking for the truth.
Well, tell me about this.
You know what? Here. These conversation ran dry like your guys' lips.
Oh my god!
Because you guys use chapstick.
You're out of control.
These guys are defying gravity right now. Do you guys watch these regularly? Because
this
like
shit's
to.
Wild, bro.
Martial arts.
Watch this shit.
Just these guys kicking.
Blah 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 blah.
What's really fun is sometimes you watch those guys accidentally kick their partners and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, it happens.
You know how irresponsible
don't
this is?
Don't be a pussy.
It's videos like this that made me think that like Oof. All Asians know karate.
They do.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude.
That's crazy. That was cool.
I love that they're making this like a show.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I mean, because it is.
And not just like, here, break some boards.
Fucking ninjas, bro.
Because none of these guys could enter the UFC and kick ass.
No, definitely not.
But if they're fighting against boards, if they, you know, they'll fuck those things up.
It's about technique.
Yeah, a dude coming at you
and
with a skateboard.
And showmanship.
That's crazy.
He's still got to land from 30 feet up.
This is like a Circus Soleil thing.
He's a fucking athlete, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah. For sure.
Imagine how many times he had to try that before he figured it out.
He doesn't get girls, though.
This is all he does. He's wearing Adidas, though. That's good to know.
He's doing it for the passion, for the love of the
game.
No,
this guy bullies everyone. Nothing.
And he's not trying to start a cult either. It's not like
not yet.
Yeah, it's not like he's telling people like if you
he's
if,
two hoodie releases yeah. away from having a cult, dude. Look at this guy.
Bow.
Like if he were to like be like, all right, you need to harness your energy and do what I can do.
Boom.
That's cool.
I like how everybody in the crowd is just sitting there on their phones and cheering. Like, yeah.
Some of these kids are trying to catch some board parts. They're like, got it. They are
inundated, cool. dude, with dude, just martial arts.
But it's shit like this is like the reason why I really love Jackie Chan movies, dude. Because they're so fun.
Go on.
They're
so sorry.
They're so fun to watch, dude. It's so cool. Because like, I watched Rush Hour last night. And there was this point. Dude, he says the N-word. Not once, but twice in Rush Hour.
Whoa, dude, Jackie Chan.
No. I'll tell you why he had to say it. Is because the story was kind of dragging along at that point, and they had to start a fight.
It's the original Rush Hour?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up right
now. Yeah.
We're going to watch it.
They had to start a fight, and that was like how they did it. You know, whoever wrote the script was like, hey, we have to start a fight, and this is like probably the best way to do it because he's, you know.
So a bunch of Jews sat around a table and wrote a script about an Asian man calling a black man the N-word. What do you see is wrong with this? Twice. I don't see any problems.
Two times.
PG-13 movie. Yeah. Can you believe it?
I can't because some shit like that would never fly nowadays. And if the and
what if it was
and
Korean?
If it was Rush Hour 4, I think you could do it.
Dude, and
it does is a throwback.
And if
we should redo it.
Like I don't know. Like if you were to bring it up to him, like do you think he would have to feel guilty about it?
He would ask Jaden Smith if it's okay.
I think he would
he did do a movie.
I think he would be like, I didn't even know how to speak English.
I was
that
still
point.
Learning.
I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah.
They just told me to say it.
They just told me the syllables
you
to put together.
You know what I learned on that movie? Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish. Yeah. Yeah. But it was like if you watch that movie, dude, there was a lot of like jokes where I was like, oh shit. Like even like me and my wife watched it together and we were both like, whoa. like we both were loving it, but yeah. We were like, if this movie came out in today's times, mm-hmm. dude, it would, you know,
yeah,
it wouldn't fly.
And that wasn't even that long ago.
No, it was almost 10 years ago, right? Like
that's not that long. Though.
Yeah, but still, like that. I mean, 10 years ago,
Rush Hour 1 was only 2012.
Dude,
there's no way.
No
dude.
Way.
No, it was way before that.
Like 2004.
Yeah.
Right?
No, if I had to guess, it was almost the '90s. I think it was 2000. If not 99.
You're 4 years away from what I said then.
But still, like, it's like
really not an argument.
But I mean, but that was super cool that like we got to do that back then. Those
1998.
Dude.
I told you 2008. Damn.
I was closer.
That's fucking wild. That's a long time ago.
So back in the '90s, we were badass.
It made $244 million at the box office.
Damn, what a weak showing.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, what if the token black guy was the lead role?
And Chris Tucker was awesome in that movie too.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah. Chris Tucker's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Fifth Element.
Yeah, even well, I mean, who can forget Friday, the Friday?
Right.
You know.
So dynamic, Chris Tucker.
Yeah. And it dude, like me and my wife like were cracked because I took some edible droplets. And
slip her some.
No, I have. Like, we've had sex on them
spit
before.
Spit in her mouth.
Fucking but anyways, I was on some droplets.
No. I don't like how you reacted to that. You don't spit in your wife's mouth.
I like some. I like some edible droplets, so I like to keep them all to myself. Why would I share? Two. I like to respect my wife. Dude, I'm sorry.
I bet she would like to be disrespected once in a while. Dude.
How do you go about that? I've never done that to anyone.
Spit in someone's mouth.
Never ever.
Dude, like, I feel like that's the most
step by step.
Give me a spit in your partner's mouth for dummies.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing her missionary. You kiss her with the lip. You grab her face. You spit in her mouth. You smack her face. You push her down back into the pillow, dude. You don't ask the question. You can talk about it later.
That does not work.
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
He's a bunch of...
That does not work.
Dude, that's bunch so of squares, fucking dude. Disrespectful.
I've never heard of anything more disrespectful than the cock slap until now. You ever thought of like the cock slap? You know, you fucking dick slap somebody. That's pretty disrespectful. But what you're talking about,
I don't know if I can pull that off.
Yeah, my dick.
I don't have it up. Yeah.
I'm gonna like push you in the face with my pelvis.
I'll graze you with it.
God damn, I gotta pee again. Jesus Christ.
Jesus, man.
Already? Dude, did you break the seal, man?
I'm pretty sure I drank way more than you guys.
Probably.
Is that three or four? I think that might
be four. This is number seven for me, dude. You bought a 98 pack.
What are we talking about?
I don't even remember.
That's good.
What if we just stayed silent until we came back?
I don't think we can.
You have the hiccups, dude?
Yeah, can we just let the microphones pick up his pee?
Does it bother you that we don't know why we get hiccups?
What do you mean?
We don't know why it happens. We know what's happening. We just don't know why.
I don't believe you.
Google it. We don't know why. Everything you find will be that it will say that doctors think. Not there's no discernible information for the hiccup or the orgasm
are caused by involuntary contractions of your diaphragm.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's just what it is.
Yeah, that's all we got. Hiccup is the black hole of the human body. We just don't know. No, it's the dark matter.
It's usually because of damage or aggravation to the nerves connected to the diaphragm.
Did you aggravate or disturb your diaphragm?
Evidently, I did.
Hit yourself in the gut? What if that's how you reset it? It's not a scare. Do you hit yourself in the gut? Is that a Heimlich? That's the Heimlich, right?
If you hit basically, yeah.
You ever have to give someone the Heimlich?
I don't know. Not in a real setting. I wonder if like you can do it to yourself like that. Do you think that works?
Heimlich yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to like use a chair or something. You're supposed to like put your rib cage on the top of a chair. Mm-hmm. You ever give someone the Heimlich, Carlos?
No, never.
Want to?
No.
Naked?
No. The Heimlich naked?
Yeah.
I think that's the most effective way of doing it.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, so it's an irritated diaphragm, bro.
But what do you... That's still just explaining the mechanism. Why does it... We don't know why. It's still... You don't know what you did
you
just
irritate
now
your diaphragm.
How? What did you do?
Oh, that's just by the way you breathe sometimes. You know, stuff
you're so fat you irritate your diaphragm.
Stuff doesn't work perfectly every single time.
I don't know. I don't remember last time I had the hiccups.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But my muscles twitch all the time. I think I might be dying.
My
right eye always twitches.
The best thing for the buddy cast right now would be for you to die.
For me to die? I agree. But then where would you record it? In Carlos's house? He won't let you. He's going to make you do it in the backyard.
That's fine.
It's too cold to do it in the backyard.
Dude, I'll take the life insurance money that I took out in your name without you knowing.
Wait, we did it in your backyard for the election night. It was freezing, dude.
Was it? I don't remember. It was in November. I don't think it was that hot. Was it?
It wasn't that hot. It was cold.
It wasn't that cold, I mean.
It was cold.
Was it?
Yeah.
It probably was a little chilly. I threw up that night.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I lost my job. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another beer.
So dramas, dude. You got to stop doing drugs. That's what you need to do. You need to be sober. You guys want to do a sober challenge?
Nope.
So what are we doing? What is this? Miles workout? Calories. 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 A weekly calorie burn?
Calories, but it has to include both strength training and cardio.
Well, obviously it's going to have cardio.
Yeah.
So it has to have cardio and something else. I guess.
Yeah. Right. So what's the calorie number?
I don't know. What are your...
A week?
Yeah, a week.
Damn.
A run is what? 500 calories?
I have no idea.
2,000 a week?
Let me look at my history.
1,000 a week. 1,500.
I don't know, because you want to work out 3 or 4 times a week.
Yep, that's it. About three days a week.
Okay. So we'll say 500... total calories. We can adjust it coming up to it, but 500 total calories per workout. So I guess 2,000 a week seems reasonable.
Okay, when we ran 2.5 miles on a treadmill, I burned
646. Yeah, but you're big.
Yeah.
And denser. So yeah, so if that's 400 to 600 calories, if you do 2 miles, you probably won't. But you mean you probably should do. You're going to burn like 80 calories with lifting weights. That's why. But you still have to do it.
Probably not even.
Yeah. So most of your calorie burn is going to come in
the cardio.
But you also have to do a weight training. Some sort. You said you wanted to do a weight training? That's gay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a part of fucking being healthy, dude.
Yeah, but you got to do a full body workout. You know, I think that's important.
Keep it even. Legs, core. Arms, upper body.
Can I run and then go rock climbing? Does that count?
Hell yeah.
Sure. No, I'm going to say no.
Okay, I'm going to say...
I want two yeses, one no.
Mine counts as two. I want...
why would it not? Why would it not count?
It's not weightlifting,
it's not
dude.
Lifting. I'm just... It's body
I want
weight
you exercise. On a rack,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but you're carrying your own body weight, right?
Yeah, but not
What are we
excess.
Doing? Fucking push-ups, bro?
You could do push-ups.
I don't want to do
let's
push-ups.
Let's see how many pull-ups we can do, dude.
No, fuck that. I can't do any. I can maybe do one. No, I can't even do that.
No, let's keep it at the calorie count, however you want to get there. if you get there by jerking off, then more power to you.
Put on a robe. And
yeah.
Okay.
I thought the calories had to be related to the workout.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be your calorie burn for the workout, but your workout has to be a cardiovascular exercise.
Your workout
exercise.
Has to be at least an hour.
So you can jerk off for an hour?
No, I said a workout.
Do I lose interest in about 8 minutes?
That's what
I'll be
saying.
Honest.
I said a workout, not a jerk off.
My dick is huge.
You said you could burn calories and jerk off.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you could burn some calories jerking off.
But it's
I,
not a workout. That's what
yeah,
I'm
that's what I'm saying.
What if you do it while working out?
What if we
good for you, dude. Your blood flow is amazing.
I think I'd get kicked out of the gym if I did that. No, but
you could come before you get
kicked
out.
What about an hour in the gym every, like, not every day, but like, no, I think
one
the
whole hour.
I think the calorie thing is, or what if you like have to go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour minimum?
That's not bad.
So 3 hours.
But you have to work out while you're there. Like
you can't just get on the Wi-Fi and fucking work on your PowerPoint.
Check out some baddies check and in. Shit.
Carlos Patino, is that Planet down. Fitness?
Damn, dude, you've been there for 4 hours. Jesus.
Like, oh yeah, I fell asleep in the massage chairs.
No, massage I like the calorie chairs. Burn. The calorie burn's accountable.
Nah, dude, you got to go to LA Fitness and get that fucking sauna.
Sorry,
action.
We can't afford that.
Dude. Yeah, you can. I think it's like $10 more, dude. It's only $30. $30 versus
that's
20.
That's so much, dude.
I know, dude, but like the
can you
sauna,
take a guest every time?
No.
Exactly.
Can you sit in the sauna every
George,
time?
George, you should start paying me for that.
No, I'm good.
Right, or fair enough. Or you both should drop yours and just go to LA Fitness. I think I'm going to change my, because I think there's an LA Fitness that's 24 hours like nearby, and I might change that one to my home club.
If the process of getting out of a gym wasn't
going to go work out with Melissa,
wasn't equivalent to the Trail of Tears, I would get out of the Planet Fitness contract, but it's fucking so annoying.
It's like dragging your dick through broken glass.
It really is,
I'm
dude.
Probably going to cancel that shit.
It's like, man, walking over coals.
If I could swap my home gym to like a different one that's 24 hours, I'm doing that and dropping 24 hours. I mean, dropping Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness.
You're
is,
above it.
Planet Fitness is whack, dude. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
It freaking
sucks. It's a gym.
Bro, I've never what seen you on anything that makes Planet Fitness whack. I haven't seen you lift a weight. I haven't seen you swing a kettlebell.
It's because he can't whack there.
it's because they have the same fucking machines at LA Fitness, and then they don't have like a bunch of, they don't have a pool, they don't have a sauna.
Oh,
it doesn't
no.
It doesn't feel like a real club. They don't have baddies there. You know they don't really have baddies, dude. It's just broke ass motherfuckers that are like go to the gym every now and then.
Hey,
and
they, man.
And you're not true. Even and you're not even allowed to that. You're not even allowed to go hard.
Get you the can fuck go hard, you just yeah. can't grunt.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. No, you
or
can't.
Or drop
you,
your weights.
Dude, there's not
you
even a bulb
hard.
In that thing. Nobody cares.
You those, can't go
those,
hard. So
those fucks behind the desk are too busy flirting with the mediocre
every
girls,
now and like. Then, every now and then, I bet you there's some dude that takes that shit far too seriously.
Do you think the lunk alarm has to be set off by like two keys that are separate? They have to twist them.
They gotta flip open a glass box.
That means they both have to agree, and if they do, then that for sure is lunk worthy.
Is this guy a lunk? I don't know. No, look what he's doing. He's got a gallon jug. He's wearing a fucking spaghetti string tank top. You can see his nipples. He's grunting. He's dropping his waist. All right. He's
not a lunk. That's a
lunk.
Definitely a lunk. All right. We have to go unlock the lockbox, get the keys, open the glass box, insert it. 1, 2, 3, turn. And then they light up and beep, beep.
No, there's definitely a binder with a color-coded specific instruction.
For like, that.
Right, turn to green. All right.
It changes every day.
Yeah. The code. I looked it up, though. I did look it up on YouTube to see if like anyone has ever set it up. And it's, like, you have to basically intentionally try to set it off.
Yeah.
You can know? I start a fight in there?
Let's do it, dude. We should start a fight between each other.
Oh,
so I've been just saying, dude.
Because of the thing, like,
if what great content that would be if we could film it.
We turn the buddy system into professional wrestling. Listen here, brother.
that's the best way to get your shit canceled. Like, if you don't want to pay it anymore,
oh,
just get kicked out.
Yeah, they'll probably just keep charging you.
Right. No, they're but just, you can't just, go anymore.
They'll just ban you and but keep charging
no,
you.
No, be like, fuck no. They'll get sued immediately.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you just get banned from that location.
Did she just get banned from every single fucking
every
Fitness?
Single Planet Fitness in the whole world? It's Planet Fitness,
you
dude.
Banned from the planet.
This isn't LA Fitness where there's fucking 15 of them, dude.
There's
this
not
is
15
Planet
of them,
Fitness.
Did I pass by two of them on my way home?
You live in such a small world.
You live in the same world. What the hell are you talking about?
No. Your perception is Southern California.
How many Planet Fitnesses are there in Mayville,
None,
Michigan?
But there are definitely more Planet Fitnesses in the United States than there are LA Fitnesses.
Yeah, there's also more Planet Fitnesses than there are Mayville, Michigans.
Way to stop this podcast.
Way to fucking say something
fucking
really retarded.
Christ, dude, we're having a decent discussion up until then. My God. Are we out of clips after that? I don't know what to even do anymore.
I'm trying to figure out how many Planet Fitnesses exist.
There are,
dude,
in the world.
So many.
Is there more than LA Fitness?
100%.
They can't be outside of LA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't get that far from Los Angeles.
What a stupid-ass name. They're just limiting themselves.
I mean, they probably didn't want it to be that big.
Man, you know what I should do? I should cancel LA Fitness and Planet Fitness and just get 24-hour fitness.
2,039 Planet Fitness gyms.
Holy shit. That's so fucking many. Divide that by 50. That's how many per state. That's so many.
Well, they don't...
There's no Planet Fitness in Alaska.
There definitely is.
They don't need that big of a room to have a Planet Fitness. There's no shit. It's so stupid that they offer a fucking tour when you get the gym. It is so dumb.
Soon there as you has to be a Planet Fitness
they,
Alaska.
They do it from the desk. They're like, all right, the bathrooms are over there. Yeah,
I'm telling you, they just put you in the middle of the gym and just twirl you in a circle.
There's three in Anchorage.
There's
get the 92 fuck out of here.
LA Fitness.
Yeah, dude, it's not even close.
92?
Yeah.
Well, it's a real club. We don't have. You can't get them anywhere.
It's exclusive.
Yeah.
It's only for fucking pretentious fucking assholes it's that the think best. They're better than everybody
I mean,
else.
I wouldn't even say it's the best, but it's. I think it's well worth paying the extra scratch for it. You know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, the sauna is really cool. The fucking.
Yeah, but you can't bring a friend.
Yeah, I mean, cool. Somehow you can. I don't know.
And we've
you don't know.
We've ruined plenty of other people's gym trips because we're laughing too hard.
Really?
That's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. We laugh really hard.
Well,
we'd be cracking jokes.
Well, I don't know.
Not when you're there because you take the fun out of things. But
what the hell?
It's the shoes mostly. It's the shoes.
My shoes, dude.
And
like
your socks, dude.
And your shorts.
My long ass socks. Yeah. Everything that I wear.
Not
pretty,
everything.
Pretty much just you.
Yeah.
Me in general.
Yeah. You just kind of bring down the fucking.
That's not true at all.
We're there putting out the vibe, dude, looking sexy, and you're just fucking
sweating, trying to get that sweat ring, you know?
Just dwarven working out to our left.
Well, that's why I don't go with you fags anymore. I'm over here doing my... well, I'm not, dude, because I need to have a
dude,
chance.
Dude, do you know how many girls we've had to fucking just, like... send off since
negative 32
since you stopped coming with us.
Get the
dude
fuck out
fucking
of here.
An infinite amount.
We go on Tuesdays and Wednesdays now, so
on and Wednesdays
yeah we're gonna talk to the show
when I run my foot when it kicks up hits bitches behind me. It's insane
out there knocking teeth.
I start tripping. I'm like, oh fuck, you gotta back up, hose.
I gotta go talk to these bitches and tell them to
go to LA Fitness.
No,
play handball.
No,
it's only $10 more.
No, I'll tell them to fix their lives. There's no way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, you're right.
There's no way these are the guys. Out of all of the guys, these are the guys. No,
dude, we're fucking normal ish.
We're ambitious and weird.
We look forgettable. That's what it is. We look so you could like
maybe you do.
Yeah.
You could just not notice any of us.
People I get recognized.
Nah.
For
sure,
I get recognized at Starbucks. Jinx.
Oh, you guys
beer.
Are gay.
Let's just wrap this shit up.
Yeah, but that's the high point of my career. So that what does that tell you? You know what I mean?
You
yeah.
should put that credit in your IG
recognize
bio.
At Starbucks.
Yeah. Starbucks on Iowa.
At Iowa and fucking university.
Local celebrity.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carlos.
It's all right.
We're just hurting his feelings.
It'll happen.
He is the heavy bag.
Right. It'll happen to me one day, I guess.
What? Are we not talking about that girl that you were flirting with the last time we went to the gym? Or...
Well, I'm flirting with no girl.
All of a sudden. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever talked to a single person when I go to the gym.
You're right. By the way, I can't say okay to my girlfriend anymore without her being like, I fucking know what that means. I'm like, I said okay. I don't know.
You're like, that's weird because I don't know what it means, okay?
I ruined
it's just
it.
Funny.
She's like, stop saying it. I'm like, okay, stop.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Yes, ma'am.
See,
yes, ma'am.
Exposed. You've been exposed.
She wants him to stop saying it because it hurts. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just agreeing, but it still hurts. Yeah. There's an edge on it. I don't know where it came from. That's just the weapon of the gods. All right, guys. You have anything you want to tell the people?
Mm.
Anything else you want to plug?
Follow me on Instagram. Go. We're going to meditate.
Away, why mighty sound. Away, why mighty sound. Spider-Man 3 sucked. All right.
That's disrespectful.
It was
that's
not
your going,
that good.
That's
it
your going
that
away message?
Yeah, that's
what we're ending on.
Blade 1 is the shit.
Is it?
It's the best movie in the first Blade, especially that opening scene, strong as fuck. Thank you guys for listening. I'm at the George F. He's at Lost Patino Comedy. He's at Willie_D20. Follow us at the Buddy System Co. Love you. Bye.